यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जसोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन जसोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jayam Vishva Paramam Sivadi Vinigya Chajya Ashtuta Dasato Sri Sri Matis Vangtes Esi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai Jayam Vishva Paramam Sivadi Vinigya Chajya Ashtuta Dasato Sri Sri Matis Vangtes Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Sri Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sikho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinaki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kund Girigavadhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mai Ki Jai Yamuna Mai Ki Jai Srimati Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi ki jai, Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, Sri Sri Radha Rasa Vihari ki jai, Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Sri Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Premanandi. All glories to Dasam Devotees. All glories to Sri Guru, Sri Gauranga, glories to Sri Prabhupada. Namo Vishupada, Ida Krishna Vasavutare, Semati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani, Pacharine, Nirvesesha, Sunavadi, Pastyata, Dedatarine. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato jaya mudirayet Nashtaprayeshu avadreshu Nityam bhagavata sevaya Bhagavati uttamasloke Bhaktir bhavati naishtiki Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Skanda, 24th chapter, sloka number 12. Vibhudha, Asura, Gandharva, Muni, Siddha, Nara, Uragaha, Vijitaha, Suryaya, Dikshu, Kvananyanta Kvanayantya Eva Nupurai Vibhudha Sura Gandharva Muni Siddha Naro Ragaha Vijita Suryaya Dikshu Kvanayantya Eva Nupurai Vibhudha Sura Gandharva Muni Siddha Naro Ragaha Vijita Suryaya Dikshu Kvanayantya Eva Nupurai Vibhudha Sura Gandharva Muni Siddha Naro Ragaha Vijita Suryaya Dikshu Kvanayantya Eva Nupurai Kvanayantya Eva Nupurai Vibhudha Gada Sandharva Muni Siddha Naro Ragaha Vijita Suryaya Dikshu Kvanayantya Eva Nupurai Vibhudha Sura Gandharva Muni Siddha Naro Ragaha Vijita Suryaya Dikshu Kvanayantya Eva Nupurai Vibhudha Sura Gandharva Muni Siddha Nuraga Vijita Suryaya Dikshu Kvanayantya Eva Nupurai Vaishnavis, Vibhudha, learned Asura, the demons, Gandharva, the denizens of Gandharva Loka, Muni, great sages, Siddha, the denizens of Siddha Loka, Nara, the inhabitants of the earthly planets, Uragaha, denizens of Nagaloka, Vijitaha, captivated, Suryaya, by the new bride, Dikshu, in all directions, Kvanayantya, tinkling, Eva, only, Nupurahi, by her ankle bells. Translation, while Satadruti was thus being married, the demons, the denizens of Gandharva Loka, the great sages and the denizens of Siddha Loka, the earthly planets and Naga Loka, although highly exalted, were all captivated by the tinkling of her ankle bells. Please repeat, while Satadruti was thus being married, the demons, the denizens of Gandharva Loka, the great sages, and the denizens of Siddha Loka, the earthly planets and Nagaloka, although highly exalted, were all captivated by the tinkling of her ankle bells. Translation purport now by His Evangelist A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Generally, a woman becomes more beautiful when, after an early marriage, she gives birth to a child. To give birth to a child is the natural function of a woman, and therefore a woman becomes more and more beautiful as she gives birth to one child after another. In the case of Satadruti, however, she was so beautiful that she attracted the whole universe at her marriage ceremony. Indeed, she attracted all the learned and exalted demigods simply by the tinkling of her ankle bells. This indicates that all the demigods wanted to see her beauty completely, but they were not able to see it because she was fully dressed and covered with ornaments. Since they could only see the feet of Satadruti, they became attracted by her ankle bells, which tinkled as she walked. In other words, the demigods became captivated by her simply by hearing the tinkling of her ankle bells. They did not have to see her complete beauty. It is sometimes understood that a person becomes lusty just by hearing the tinkling of bangles on the hands of women, or the tinkling of ankle bells, or just by seeing a woman's sari. Thus it is concluded that woman is the complete representation of Maya. Although Vishwamitra Muni was engaged in practicing mystic yoga with closed eyes, his transcendental meditation was broken when he heard the tinkling of bangles on the hands of Menaka. In this way, Vishwamitra Muni became a victim of Menaka and fathered a child who is universally celebrated as Shakuntala. Sri Sri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Dasa Bihari Lalita Visakha Ki Jai, Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki Jai. The conclusion is that no one can save himself from the attraction of women, even though he may be an exalted demigod or an inhabitant of the higher planets. Only a devotee of the Lord, who is attracted by Krishna, can escape the lures of a woman. Once one is attracted by Krishna, the illusory energy of the world cannot attract him. Om Ajnana Timrandasya Jnananjana Sarakaya Chakshur Anmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. So yesterday we saw that King Prachina Barishat, a descendant of King Prithu, a very glorious dynasty of kings from the ancient times, very exalted personality, very pious king in the line of Prithu Maharaj, celebrated his marriage with a Satadruti on the instruction of Lord Brahma. And this marriage ceremony attracted the attention of the whole world. Here it is mentioned that not only great demigods, but also munis, siddhas, munis, from the highest planetary system, and even the demons were also invited, and I came, participated in the ceremony. And also in between you have the human beings, they were also present, the inhabitants of Gandharvaloka. So practically the whole universe, all the principal inhabitants of all the planets were present at that ceremony. So we can just imagine how this function became the focus of the entire universe. This is very wonderful. This marriage is presently also the central point of attraction whenever two celebrities are getting married. So all the newspapers and TV and everybody has got attention fixed on this new couple. And everybody will comment how the bride is so beautiful, how the bridegroom is so well dressed and so elegant, and how this couple is wonderfully together. This is captivating the attention of everyone. It's just like the ideal occasion to celebrate. So everybody is in a festive mood, just like the royal marriages also attract the attention of the whole country or even beyond that. Just like some time back, the heir to the throne of England had married Diana. And in this way, whenever there is a royalty, this marriage between royals is very important. In the Middle Ages and up to the recent times, these marriages between members of the royalty were very highly publicized. It has a lot of significance. These are not ordinary men and women, but when royals are getting married, it has also political significance. Sometimes, like the King of England will marry the daughter of a king of some other country to establish friendship between the two countries. And sometimes this type of alliance also contributes to friction between countries, especially when the marriage are not exactly approved by the elders. Sometimes it leads to wars because there is a conflict between on account of that marriage. So it is part of history. And Srimad Bhagavatam also mentions this marriage that attracted the attention of the whole world. Prachina Barishat is the king or the leader of the entire world. He is marrying the daughter of the ocean. Lord Brahma has arranged the marriage. So we can just imagine how important is the function. But now, there is some other thing that is happening. Yesterday it was mentioned that at that marriage ceremony, this bride, Satadruti, is attracting too much attention. And so much so that Agnidev, the fire god, is very much attracted by her beauty. And also here, not only Agni, but even other inhabitants of other planets, they also become captivated by the beauty of Satadruti. And there is mention of the tinkling of the ankle bells, and reference is made by Srila Prabhupada to Vishwamitra Muni. So this is not a new thing. It is something that is the acharyas commenting on these slokas. And later on we'll see the story of Puranjana. That is also the meeting of man, woman getting married and all that. But it has some allegorical significance. So if we want to understand the philosophical viewpoint, because each one of these slokas of Bhagavatam are not just simply narrations, it's not just a story. The story of King Prachina Barishat has a very deep philosophical underline that everybody has to try to understand. That is why it is there in the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is not just a storybook. It is a book where we are learning at every step how to develop love for Krishna. So, as yesterday also some of the questions, that why this is described in the Bhagavatam? That's a good question. Why all these incidents are mentioned? If Bhagavatam is only about Krishna Prema, why should we be interested to read about this story, marriage function between two royals, two kshatriyas? Yeah, the significance is that what is not Krishna Bhakti, that also we should understand. Before coming to the proper understanding of what is Krishna Bhakti, one should also know what is not Krishna Bhakti. It is said that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj spent much more time in his lectures and conversations, in his writings, to explain what is not Krishna Bhakti. Because there is so much illusion, so much misunderstanding. There are many people who think that Krishna Bhakti is also another form of attraction. It is just an attraction just like any other attraction. Oh, you are Krishna Bhakta. I am a Bhakta of this and that. And I am also serving my wife and children. You are serving Krishna. There is no difference. So everybody is serving somebody. Everybody is serving or being attracted to somebody else. But Krishna Bhakti is different from everything else. That we have to understand. So here what is not Krishna Bhakti is being described, and that will be also Narada Muni's teaching to King Prachinabharishat, that so far you have been devoted to so many things. You have been devoted to your people, you have been devoted to your family, your wife, children, and you have been serving your country, you have been doing so many welfare activities, so many pious activities, you have been doing so many yajñas, but there is something else. So this is the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, step by step. So, what is this attraction here? Why all these munis and siddhas, they have become captivated by the tinkling of the ankle bells of Satadruti? There must be something very powerful there. Otherwise, why should munis? Munis are always engaged in silent meditation. They are observing Maunavrata. They may not be necessarily Krishna Bhaktas, but they are great exalted personalities who are not interested in the pleasures of this world. They would prefer to remain alone in secluded places and confined to themselves and to their meditation. So why they have come there and now they have become attracted? That is a very big question. So they may have come there out of etiquette, obligation, because King Prachinabharishad becomes the great leader and this marriage is very important, so they have come. Very good. They are dignitaries and they have come to grace the function. That is very good. But now, why they have become attracted to the bride? Just by hearing the sound of her ankle bells? Or there is something else is there?
This is not exactly the etiquette. Etiquette is one thing, but it's something else. So, therefore, we have to understand the underlying situation. As the Acharyas have given us the understanding, and many other examples in the past. So, to come back to the example given by Srila Prabhupada of Vishvamitra Muni, he was so great Muni, and he wanted to achieve the power as the Brahma Rishi. And for that he went into meditation for thousands of years. That implies that he had no contact with the external world, doing tapasya very strictly, secluded place, not being distracted by anything for thousands of years. And I think up to 60,000 of years, Vishvamitra Muni was in this way engaged in his meditation. And Indra became a little worried that how this Vishvamitra Muni is performing his meditation and that is becoming too much. So he made a plan to break his meditation, and he sent Menaka with a mission to break Vishvamitra Muni's meditation. So after 60,000 of years, Menaka came, the celebrated society girl from heaven, very exalted personality in her own right, and she came on the scene where Vishvamitra was meditating, and very slowly, very gently, not making big sound, just walking very slowly, dancing little bit here and there. So she's having some weapons, not firearms or daggers. No, her weapons are much more subtle. Ankle bells. Very delicate weapon. The sound of the ankle bells of Menaka awakened Vishvamitra Muni after 60,000 of years. They're very simple, very delicate, but very beautiful and attractive sound. And Vishvamitra Muni opened his eyes and he saw this Menaka. And then that was the end of his meditation. And then Shakuntala and other episodes were described in the Mahabharata. So these are very significant episodes. There are many others also. Prabhupada mentions in the commentary on Srimad Bhagavad Gita how Sobari Muni also, in order not to be disturbed, he went inside the river and within the water meditated also. And he saw two fish together, and then also his meditation broke down. Then he came out of water and he married the daughters of a king nearby. I forgot the names. Mandata. Yeah, Mandata. So seven daughters at the time, something, seven? 60. So these episodes are very significant because although these are great personalities and they are engaged in severe tapasya, they are closing on the gates of their bodies, they are withdrawing their limbs, and they are meditating, and they don't want to be disturbed. They are very determined. They have a strong mind, intelligence. They are not ordinary munis. Even then also, they have been attracted in that manner after many, many years of difficult practice. So that means there is something which is so powerful that even the great demigods, the great munis and siddhas are shaken, are disturbed in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, third chapter, by the end of the third chapter. Indriyani paranyahur indriyabhyo parammanaha manasastu parabuddhir then buddhehe paratastu saha. So the indriyas are higher than the objects of the senses. Indriyabhyo parammanaha, the mind is superior to the indriyas, senses. That means the mind is meant to control the senses. Here the disturbance is coming from the senses. The object of the sense, the tinkling of the ankle bells of Menaka, that is the object of the sense of hearing. When the munis and great personalities have their mind under control, they are not supposed to be disturbed by the sense of hearing. So, indriyabhya parammanaha, the mind is superior. Then, manasastu parabuddhi, the intelligence is superior to the mind. It is more subtle. It is meant to give direction to the mind. The intelligence is the sense of discrimination. Don't do this. Yes, you can do this. Don't hear this. Yes, you can hear this. Don't see this. Like this. The intelligence is supposed to say no to the mind. And then, buddhe paratastu saha. So most of the commentators in this particular sloka, they have translated, they have commented, or they have given the meaning that the soul, spirit soul, is superior to the intelligence. However, Srimad Ramanujacharya has given a different meaning, because the question put by Arjuna is how we are forced to act even against our own will. Our own will means buddhi. And above buddhi there is a person. The person is holding the instruments, the intelligence in the mind. He is supposed to control that. Arjuna is asking the question. It is not the intelligence that is asking the question. It is not the mind that is speaking to Lord Krishna. Arjuna himself, the soul, the Jivatma, is speaking to Krishna. And the Jivatma, Arjuna, is asking Krishna, why is it that sometimes we are overwhelmed by other forces against our own will, that is against the will of the Jiva? We want to do things, but we are doing something else. Forces are coming upon us. We are not able to control. That is the question in the third chapter. And Krishna says that, kamaisha, krodhaisha, rajo, guna, samudbhava. Because of the force of rajas. And rajas manifests itself, first of all, as kama, and then krodha. Kama isha, krodha isha, rajoguna, samudbhava. And then all the other forces are coming one upon another because of the influence of rajas and tamas. So lust, anger, greed, and then bewilderment of memory, and then loss of intelligence. Buddhinasa, buddhinasa pranasyati. So when the intelligence is lost, then everything is lost. Because at the very beginning, the soul becomes overwhelmed under the influence of raja, manifesting itself as kama. Kama means sense of enjoyment. enjoying spirit, particularly this man-woman attraction. So the self, the jivatma, that was a question put forward by Arjuna. The self becomes overwhelmed in that manner. So buddhi paratastu saha. If Lord Krishna says that the spirit soul is superior to the intelligence, then why should the self, the person, become overwhelmed by karma? If he is superior to intelligence, mind, senses, objects of the senses, then why is this happening? So therefore, Ramanujacharya has given the meaning that this saha, buddhestu paratastu, what is superior to intelligence? Karma. Karma is superior to intelligence. That goes according to the sequence of shlokas in this section of the third chapter. However, there is the opposite view, Madhvacharya, and our acharyas also. They have not followed Ramanuja, but still we can remember what Ramanuja is talking, because this is given a very good view, a very powerful point of view. We may not agree with Ramanuja. Our acharya have not agreed. They have opposed that view because they said that what karma is part of manas. It is nothing beyond manas. Whatever lust we have, this is part of our mind. So why should karma be given a separate category? That buddhestu paratastu saha. Why should it be given in a separate category superior to buddhi? No, it is part of manas. All right. That is the understanding. So we accept, but still we can remember the comment given by Ramanujacharya, because actually, in the conditioned state of existence, this karma becomes more powerful than the intelligence. And it is not theoretical. It is a practical understanding, and a practical view given by the acharyas. And it is reflected in this episode, Prachinavarishat marriage, where his wife became the focus of attention of even munis and siddhas. And there are many other episodes. So, this is very instructive. And what we have to... what is the solution? Prabhupada says that... therefore, the conclusion is that no one can save himself from the attraction of woman, even though he may be exalted demigod or inhabitant of the higher planets. I thought this was the end of the purport, but there is one more sentence in the next page that will save us. Fortunately, only a devotee of the Lord who is attracted by Krishna can escape the lures of woman. So there is some solution to that. That the only solution is that one should develop devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. And if one can, by good fortune, be attracted by Krishna's beauty, then he'll be able to forget other beauties of this world. One thing I also would like to mention is that the way the demons are looking at a woman, and the way the munis and siddhas are looking at a woman such as Satadruti, may not be exactly the same way. No doubt, all of them have been attracted by her beauty. It does not mean that their feelings are identical. there are different degrees and variations. For instance, one may appreciate also beauties of this world, and one may be praising beauties of this world. But at the same time, one should understand whatever is beautiful in this world is a part of Krishna's beauty. So here some of the munis and siddhas, they may also have this proper understanding. They may see, oh, here is a very beautiful bride, very wonderful, very attractive. This is really Krishna's wonderful power. Yadyad vibhutimas sattvam srimadurjitam evava tattadevavagatsattvam mama tejomsa sambhavam. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that whatever is beautiful in this world, whatever has any power, is but a small spark, a small part of my power and of my beauty. So this is how we can appreciate and how we can develop Krishna consciousness to develop the proper understanding. Now yesterday there was a question that what if we still have this attraction for a beautiful woman? I could have answered also in the same manner that it's okay. We can still be attracted, but we should think of Krishna at that time. We should not forget. Whatever beauty is there, a woman's beauty is wonderful, maybe, but that is Krishna's partial beauty. It is a reflection. Because Krishna is beautiful, therefore, we have also beautiful personalities. That is the understanding. All qualities have their presence in Krishna, first of all. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam. Because Krishna is eternal, we are eternals. Because Krishna is conscious being, he is full of knowledge, we have also some knowledge. Because Krishna is beautiful, we also have some beauty. Because Krishna is all attractive, we also have some attraction. So whenever we meet somebody who, oh, very beautiful, very attractive, we should remain, oh, Krishna is so wonderful. He is so attractive that this, even though it is a worldly product made of the pancha tattva, pancha bhutas, even then, it's such a covered by illusory energy, even then, it has some attraction. So wonderful is Krishna. So powerful is his energy. In this way, we can make progress. Otherwise, it may be very difficult to become immediately attracted by Krishna's beauty and nothing else. That is the higher spiritual understanding. But as long as we are still attracted by the beauties of this world, this we should try to develop. That is the way of Krishna consciousness, step by step, to become Krishna conscious by connecting everything to Krishna. Krishna's beauty is everywhere. As Prabhupada mentioned many times, Rasoham Apsukanteya. Water is Krishna's energy. Whenever we have water, we can remember Krishna. Not only the element water belongs to Krishna, Krishna's energy, the property of water also belongs to Krishna. Apsu. Rasoham Apsukanteya. The taste in water. Here, it is not exactly water, the taste, but the taste in water. The taste in water is not exactly the water. That property does not belong to water, it belongs to Krishna. The taste of water is, first of all, Krishna's taste. Because Krishna is tasty, therefore we are tasting Krishna's energy in the form of the taste of water. If we can develop that understanding, we can see Krishna everywhere, make progress in Krishna consciousness. Any other questions or comments? Hare Krishna. Yes.
Hare Krishna Ji, thank you very much for the wonderful enlightening class. Firstly, Prabhuji, I want to ask a question, that is, you mentioned about mind, you mentioned about intelligence, and when you said about that, you directly went to the soul. Where the concept of false ego went away? The false ego is supposed to be subtle to intelligence, and I suppose it is the false ego which actually puts us into the illusion and directs the intelligence. It's the director of intelligence which becomes.
Sometimes when there is this categories, one tattva may be included in another tattva. Here, this is very good. Ahankara is included in the intelligence. Ahankara already mentioned earlier, or later as actually, it will be mentioned, Bhumi, Rapo, Nalo, Vayosta, and then, Buddhi Ahankara, Ityamme. So these three subtle elements will be mentioned later on. So here, without mentioning in this particular sloka, Ahankara is not mentioned, but this is also part of the subtle body, manas and buddhi. So this also happens. So it is not that Krishna did not forget that. But the acharyas, they will put everything into place. So don't worry about that. Ahankara is also there. Any other question?
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, you mentioned that simply if you do some devotional service, so we can overcome our lust, means karma. So at the time of Lord Shiva, he saw that the Romans, Mohin avatar of Lord Vishnu, he was attracted. And so it's mentioned that in Vaishnavanam Yathasambhu, he is the great Vaishnava. But at the same time, the Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the father of all. So he is the control of all senses. So do you think that it's a desire of Krishna? Means we are falling in some karma and some lost desires.
So since lust is so powerful, is it not the desire of Krishna that we should be also lusty in that manner? That is one viewpoint. Janma jasya yataha. Unless there is creation. Creation is also Krishna's will. And how creation takes place, that is also a very important factor. If Purusha is not attracted to Pragati, then how creation will take place? Everybody remains Brahmachari. Then how the population will increase? That was Lord Brahma's consideration. He was very much worried that why this Chatusan, this four Kumaras, they are not obeying my instruction. So Lord Brahma was not happy, was very upset. This is Krishna's will. The world has to develop, population has to increase, and unless there is some degree of rajas or karma, how this is going to happen? Yes, all right. That is one viewpoint. But the four Kumaras, they have their own viewpoint. So we want to follow the four Kumaras because this is Nivritti Marg. We are following Nivritti Marg. And by contributing to the process of creation, we may achieve something, but we will not achieve the ultimate. What is wanted is to develop unalloyed love for Krishna without any other consideration. Anya bilashita sunyam jnana karma dhyanavritam. This is what we want to achieve. So those who have a lesser goal, they may go for pious activities and develop the population in a pious manner. But our teaching, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, is for the highest goal of life, Krishna Prema, and for that we have to give up everything else. So for that there is a method. Rupa Goswami has given the method. Srila Prabhupada has given us the complete guidance and the complete confidence that by following principles of Krishna consciousness, we shall not be again victim of Maya. In the ultimate, by the grace of the Acharyas, we shall be able to overcome these tendencies. So we should try to understand the complete situation and the what is the goal of life. We should stick to that. And by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we shall be able to make progress in that direction. Otherwise, if our goal is down, then we shall go in a different direction.
Okay.
Very good. Actually, I was thinking according to lecture, you were saying, I was thinking maybe I could be wrong. All the yogis and the kings, they mostly like say, I should not do that, I should do that. So they scrutinize things, according to their intellect. But the devotee, they don't scrutinize because they totally depending on Lord mercy. So they have no their own brain, although they have intelligence, but just like say the intelligence higher than this, higher than that, but they are living totally depending on Lord desire. Just like in Arjuna in battlefield when he has so many things in the head, and then when he asks Krishna, then finally he realizes Krishna is all in all, then he didn't think nothing, he just closed his eyes, he said, whatever you say, I'm going to do it. So that's when a person comes in that conclusion that whatever Krishna wants to do, just like Prabhupada said, my Lord, I came to America, everybody is totally materially, grossly there. So please make me dance, wherever you want to do. So once a devotee have that kind of tendency and depending on the Lord, such person cannot fall down, never. That's why yogi, rishis, they have their own mind, They are not depending on Lord totally, total dedication. That's why you don't see any dedicated person on Krishna ever fall down in the history. Only yogi, rishi, devatas, they all fall down. Not the devotees, those who totally under guidance of Krishna. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, very good. And in the purport, Prabhupada was mentioning that Daivi Hieshagunamai, Mama Maya, Duratyaya, Mam Eva Ye Prabandyante, Maya Metam Tarantite. Prabhupada gave the English rendering for that sloka. This Maya is impossible to surmount. One may be very intelligent. All these munis, siddhas. Very, very intelligent. Very fixed in the determination. But forget it. Maya metam tarantite. That Maya is impossible to surmount. But, as Krishna says, that when one surrenders unto me, then it becomes very easy. And yesterday I was mentioning that nimitta matram bhava savyasachin. Oh Arjuna, yes, you are very powerful, you are very expert archer. Just simply become my instrument. So these teachings of Bhagavad Gita. All right. Hare Krishna.